Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to episode 11 of the Chase Armitage podcast. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a little while, but we're getting straight into it with some really exciting stuff, some really deep and personal stuff, actually. So I might as well just get cracking. Episode 11 is going to be called The Worst Best Thing. If there could be such a thing, well, I think there is because, well, let me just tell you that I've had a bit of a crazy few months. So last year I was out in Italy and I was brought out there to try and break one of my Guinness World Records for the furthest wall flip over a car. And obviously it was all for Guinness World Records on TV. So I was really, really excited. I'd been training. I was feeling strong. So I was ready for the challenge. And so I got out there and the wall was actually slightly different to how it should have been. It was different from my last record attempt out in China, which I managed to beat my previous record. So that was already one thing that kind of threw me off. But, you know, with my mindset, I just wanted to stay focused and just kind of adapt to the, you know, the new setting and just smash it anyway. So my mind was really, really focused. But it is funny, isn't it, how when crazy shit goes down just before, they always say that sometimes you have this kind of sixth sense kind of start tingling. And I've got to say, it was super subtle, but mine was, it was something like I just felt off about the whole, you know, gig out there. You sometimes can't put your finger on it, but you just know. So anyway, we got to see the wall, and it was, as always with film productions, never ready on time, always a rush. You know, they're pushing you, and it's like all these factors that can really, really affect your performance, you know. A lot of it's sometimes psychological. But anyway, so we got into the rehearsals, and I was practicing to run up the wall and backflip over this car. So before we'd even got to the point where I brought my brother out, Cole, to Italy with me to drive the car because I had to have someone I trusted. So, yeah, it got to the point where I was starting to do the backflips off the wall, and it was feeling good, but I needed more height. And the this wall was bigger than normal. It was steeper. And so on one of the attempts, I decided I really, really had to like put it all in, you know, like absolutely sprint at this wall, get as high as I could, and, you know, and sort of get far on the backflip. So on that attempt, I absolutely like smashed it. I went for it super powerful, ran at the wall. And yeah, like that first foot that hit the wall, actually, bam, my Achilles snapped right there, right then. It was freaking gnarly. Like, it was so weird because when I was running the wall, it just felt like I tripped over an invisible brick wall. Like, it felt like someone had, yeah, like I just kicked a brick wall. But obviously, there was no invisible brick wall. That was my Achilles tendon blowing up, let's say. So in midair, I kind of just stopped and fell back to the ground. And yeah, I immediately knew what I did. But it's funny, isn't it? Because I got to say, like, I'm always one to look on the bright side of life. That's always just, it's ingrained into my mentality, I think. But when I did I knew exactly what I'd done when I landed. But I looked to my left and I just thought, wow, how lucky am I? Because my brother Cole was supposed to be driving that car at me. So I just thought, like, even though I knew I'd wrecked myself, I didn't know to the full extent, but, you know, deep down, you know that you've done something. And I kind of felt it was my Achilles tendon snapping. But yeah, I looked at the car and I just thought how lucky I was, because if it had happened in a show, you know, like cameras on, audience in, all of that pressure, and then I'd done the same thing, but this time Cole was driving the car, he probably wouldn't have had enough time to stop the car from me impacting the wall, the Achilles going, and he would have just plowed through me. So I immediately was like, wow, I'm so lucky because this could have been so much worse. So when I talk about this being the worst, best thing that could have ever happened to me, I'm about to tell you on so many levels how shit situations can be the best things that ever happened to us in so many ways. It can be our best teacher. In a way, it can, yeah, end up being your best friend because you learn so much from it. So immediately, you know, I was there practicing gratitude for the situation. But moving on to the story, I was, you know, put in an ambulance, rushed to the Italian hospital. This was in Rome. They diagnosed the problem that it was a snapped Achilles and told me that, you know, obviously the seriousness of it. And, you know, they said they recommended me get surgery. So I was in the theater a couple of days later, well, 3 days later. And to be fair, well, there wasn't that much pain, you know, like the whole thing. I wasn't in too much pain. And I think it's a big part to do with, like, again, from this crazy situation, I really was able to study myself, like, really, really, like, up close and felt like under a microscope to the smallest little things. And I noticed how, I think, as soon as it happened, my emotions didn't get carried away. I didn't get too, like, worried or freaked out or stressed out. I was just very, very calm and kind of acceptant of the situation. So as soon as it happened, bam, it did hurt a little bit, but I knew, you know, I was okay. I knew it wasn't the end of the world. And so I feel like I didn't, my emotional response wasn't, you know, of fear and of like stress and of, you know, just maybe even anger. So I had the situation quite under control. And so I feel that maybe my mindset really helped with the pain because my nervous system didn't administer all of the chemicals and all of the nervous response that was probably, you know, needed by, say, a normal person who would have maybe freaked out or maybe got like, you know, scared or, you know, the adrenaline would have kicked in. So it's quite a painless experience, quite crazily. Obviously, I was just holding my injury, but I realized as well, by holding our injury, it's kind of a natural thing to do, but I looked at it in a deeper way. I kind of thought how we do this because, like, our hands have so much energy in it, and, you know, by holding it, we're really kind of focusing on the energy to try and, like, come to heal that specific area. So anyway, I ended up having the surgery, and I just, you know, I was told that this would be the best and fastest way back for a pro athlete. So it's funny because I'm usually the guy who just goes 100%, you know, naturopath, and I hate the medical system, let's say, and I prefer to do stuff all naturopathic generally. But this time, as I'd sort of done a complete tear of the tendon, I thought it would probably be better if they could put them back together and then sew it back up and then leave my body to do the rest. So that happened, and that was a horrible experience, I have to say. You know, especially coming from a person who has spent his whole life like just loving movement, loving to express myself through, you know, physicality. You know, my job is parkour and free running as well. So, you know, it's that extra bit of a kick in the teeth when it's kind of like a direct threat to your only way of making money, let's say. But all these things aside, I just took it with a smile and, you know, feeling grateful that it could have been 10 times worse and that, you know, on the grand scheme of things, it isn't that bad. And thanks to my brother, Cole, he was out there, looked after me, had the surgery, and then I was sent on my way home. And so then the whole journey began. I came back, and funny enough, I had 2 weeks before I was set to go on a 4-week trip to India. And I was so excited about the India trip before. But obviously, being in the situation and being in the just being in the way that I was, it wasn't exciting me anymore. I was a little bit like, this is just going to be a pain in the ass, because I was on crutches at this point. I was in an air boot, so even getting around was like pain. But you know what? The first 2 weeks were really like quite nice, actually, because I'm such an energetic person, and I'm always buzzing around, and I'm always, you know, just doing so much that the injury really kind of slowed me down and just said, Chase, chill, like take a bit of time and just enjoy the moment a bit more. And that's what I took from my injury, you know, like I took all of the positives that it could teach me, and I just enjoyed it instead of kind of getting frustrated by not being able to walk or not being able to go here, there and everywhere. Or, you know, there was so many, you know, problems to it. I just enjoyed it. I slept downstairs. I kind of got into doing visualization every single night to kind of help, you know, just the mind with the healing process. Even though, to be fair, I actually learned later down the line that the most powerful way to heal the body is to let go fully of the mind and let the body do its thing without any interruptions, because that's how the body works. It's just an absolute beautiful work of nature, and its nature is to just do, you know, and it knows deep down in that DNA code how to rebuild itself and how to do it, you know, in the best possible way. All we need to do is, you know, just give it the right food, give it the right water, you know, give it the right oxygen, clean air, and just kind of, you know, surround it by positive energy, and then it will be at its optimal form to be able to, you know, complete its task of in doing its, you know, doing it the way it does it. So yeah, those 2 weeks were a little bit difficult, to be fair, but I really, really enjoyed it, and I focused in on all of the things I felt I really needed to do to get back to health like fast, because it did feel serious in a nice way. It actually kind of woke me up, you know. It made me realize that the past like year or two, in a way, I was on holiday, meaning I got up when I wanted, you know, I did all the things I love doing, training, and, you know, and I worked quite hard, but I was still like on holiday in my mindset, just meaning that I could have been doing so much more. I could have been getting up early. I could have been, you know, studying all the things that I care and love, you know, and all the things that I'm interested in. And so anyway, this kind of injury gave me this new mindset. So I realized that I needed to like fully focus and learn how to execute the things that I'd learned, you know, throughout the years. And I'm always one for telling people that, you know, no matter what your injury, no matter what your obstacle, you can overcome it. And, it's, you know, I'm always one to talk about a clean diet, about good water, about the right nutraceuticals, herbs, all these things, you know, that people could be doing to heal their illnesses. So I got to it. First things I went in on is CBD oils. Now, CBD is just heavenly. I mean, I'm sitting here right now and I've got myself a cup of tea with some CBD oil in it. Today I've had 2 pipettes of 1,000 milligram CBD oil, 0% THC in those. And that's something I just hit from the get-go. Straight out of the gate, I was on the CBD oil because it's just incredible stuff. How it benefited me was it just relaxed my body so much. It worked on the inflammation in my ankle because it was quite swollen. So every time I could, I'd be massaging the coconut oil from Ray Spirit into the ankle area and my calf. And I think it, people were really impressed actually by how the inflammation had, you know, really, really gone down. Like the swelling management was so good. And at that time I wasn't doing ice. I was just doing, yeah, the CBD oil and then infrared light energy to just kind of help the blood flow. Because the problem with the Achilles is it's right down the bottom of your body and, you know, quite far away from the heart. So circulation can be a bit of an issue. But yeah, I would just give myself a Reiki energy healing every night before I slept. I would do the CBD oil. And yeah, those things were like, you know, really, really important to me in the sort of early days when I couldn't sort of do any rehab. So I just got on with it those first 2 weeks and I kind of made pretty good progress. Still, you're quite tender 2 weeks into an Achilles rehab. So anyway, I headed out to India and, you know, I was a little bit fearful because I can actually tell you the story that everybody I spoke to from the get-go, as soon as I did it in Italy, they told me, if you don't take these medications for blood thinning, you might get a blood clot and die. It can go to your heart and die. So I was a little bit worried about that, but I, as always, just brush it off and just in my head told it to fuck off. And getting back to England, the physio I saw told me the exact same thing. And then I didn't think much of it. And then I saw the doctors at the NHS and they told me exactly the same thing. They said, you have to take these blood thinning medications. And the original ones I were given, they had a needle and you had to inject it into your chest, into your stomach. And I was just like, fuck that. I'm not doing it. So I ended up looking online and I found out that turmeric was a really good natural blood thinner. So I just started taking turmeric tablets every single day, organic with a bit of black pepper. So it makes it more bioavailable, I believe, or easily to in sort of take into your body. So yeah, I just went down the naturopathic route. I got myself some like really good vitamin C, some vegan collagen tablets, because I know the Achilles is made up of collagen. And vitamin C is a really powerful one for yeah, just helping it develop. So I just got on it in that respect. I was hitting that every day. And I took it all out to India with me, my Shilaji minerals. I took some vegan protein out with me. And yeah, and I took those tablets. And on the plane, obviously, I was a little bit worried because my foot was a little bit swollen. But I kept it up all 10 hours. And yeah, I was fine. Got there and just had the most incredible 4 weeks recovery I could have ever wished for. I'm so glad I went out there and didn't sort of, you know, just feel like I should just be at home resting in the cold, grey, rainy winter of England. So, yeah, out in India, I just took every opportunity to accelerate my healing process. So it was eating as good, clean, organic foods as I could. Just making every opportunity to take in the sunshine, like the vitamin D, which I wouldn't have got back at home, was incredible. So I was just soaking that up. I would give myself massages every day, constantly using the CBD oils for those massages. And I was doing meditation. I was focusing on the breathing exercises. So I was trying to get like good quality oxygen into the body. I think I was just doing everything I could to really, really help it. And yeah, the progress I made through those 4 weeks was really, really strong. Yeah, obviously no stress, just enjoyment. All of these things really, really helped to towards our healing progress. And towards, say, towards the end of my trip out there, I was, taking the boot off and I was walking on the foot, like very, very badly and slowly, but I was encouraging the foot to kind of get on with it and, you know, not babying it too much, because I think that's what happens in the Western world a little bit with the medicine. We kind of baby ourselves, and actually we kind of need to remind the body that, you know, we can't be in holiday mode for too long. So yeah, I just started kind of walking around, and I was training the rest of my body. I was doing calisthenics workouts almost, you know, every other day. And I think that's also really, really important to, you know, make a strong comeback, is you just have to like get back into the grind mentality of training as much as you can, train other areas of the body, you know, like, yeah, okay, if you've got an injury in one area, you can't train that, but there's no excuses why you can't, you know, excel and push in the other areas. So yeah, I was actually making some nice gains, let's call them, on the rings, doing calisthenics, upper body. So I came back kind of ready to, you know, get back into my game of training every day back in the UK. So yeah, that was a very, you know, tough trip out in India, just because, you know, I was on crutches and we were staying on the beach, so that was a bit of a mission. But I just loved it. I just loved every minute of it, and I couldn't have wished for a better place to, you know, get my recovery underway. And actually, I was blessed, because where I was staying, funny enough, a guy staying like two doors down from the little beach hut I was in, he was a massage therapist. It taught other people how to become massage, practitioners. So he offered me, to like kind of do some deep tissue massages on my scar, and he would almost do that every day for say 4 or 5 days. And I was just so lucky, you know. He was just a lucky star that fell and landed right next to me, because it's exactly what I needed. Because I hadn't seen any medical professionals really after I'd actually done the injury. So yeah, he hooked me up in an incredible way. Like, you know, sometimes we find it hard to accept others' generosity, because we feel like we have to give them something back, and I'm guilty for that. I'm usually that kind of way inclined, but, you know, I really felt that he was just, you know, a good guy who really wanted to help, and I know that I have that, you know, in me as well. So many times I've just wanted to help people, and, you know, you never expect anything back, but some reason we feel that we kind of have to repay them. But yeah, Tony looked after me, and just beautiful human being, and I feel like he really did help speed up the recovery, you know, that's for sure. So coming back from India, that was 6 weeks then into the injury. I think I had one day wearing the boot, and then I was out of it like pretty quickly, back in shoes, because I was just like, yeah, the big boot thing, it's a ball ache. And I just felt that it was time that I start, yeah, walking around normally in two shoes. So it was pretty quick to say 6 weeks in, I was already, out of the boot and I was walking around. So I think I was making a really, really good progress, and I put it all down to the CBD oil. Like, I think that's just absolutely incredible stuff. And, you know, I was hitting it daily. A few other little things that I've been doing, it's a bit experimental, which maybe I can shed some light on the next podcast, just to see if that's actually helping. Could be maybe in my mind, but I think it is. So I'll go into that on the next one. yeah, so 6 weeks in without crutches, I got straight on my bike, which, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have recommended because it was very early days. But I got on my push bike and I started cycling, and I have to say, I literally swear by it. If anybody has any injuries in the knees or in the ankles, in the feet, in the legs, I just recommend cycling, because it's just so, so good for the body. It was tough the very first cycle I took, because putting weight through my foot was like really, really hard, and it was a little bit alien, you know, the mind-body connection was a little bit broken, let's say. So those circuits had to kind of be rebuilt, but very quickly, in just one cycle of about, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, that mind-body connection was rebuilt, and I was a lot more comfortable, confident and comfortable on the push bike. So following that, I did, you know, a couple sessions per week out on the bike, you know, 20 miles, 23 miles. I was kind of stepping it up and just going for long rides because I knew I needed to build my leg muscles back up. And I just felt that cycling was a way to do it, you know, and it's really enjoyable just getting out on your bike, you know, put your tunes in and just smash it, or go with a friend and just chat, you know, get a good couple hours in. I ride with my brother, my mate Chris, and I ride by myself with some heavy D&B tunes banging, and I really, really enjoy it. So I recommend it for anyone who's on the recovery. So anyway, I'm 10 weeks in now from the injury, and it's weird because I'm just enjoying the process, you know, like, you've got two options really when shit happens. You either feel sorry for yourself or wish it wasn't you, or you know, think of all the things you could have been doing or should have been doing, but they're all absolutely irrelevant because they never existed. Those options never existed. You're bang smack in the moment when shit happens to you, and you've just got to, I think you've always just got to see that glass half full and look at it in a positive light. Like, for me, it happened and I just thought, well, one, it could have been 10 times worse. So that's one way to look at it on the positive. And two, just, it's an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to grow. I've just enjoyed it because I saw it as a challenge. I saw it as an opportunity for me to put my money where my mouth is and show other people that you can, you know, you can come back stronger than ever. And that's that's my goal. I'm going to come back stronger in every single way, more evolved, more focused and stronger, you know, better endurance. In every single way I can possibly be better from this, I'm going to, because the challenge is there now. You know, I can't run away from it. And all I have to do is just kind of rise up, step up to the plate, and, you know, and just sort of do it. So the training is, you know, is, I'm stepping the training up. I'm doing everything I can for the rehab to kind of get the leg back to, you know, normality. I'm climbing, which I also recommend for anybody who's done, you know, leg injuries. Even though it sounds like it's probably not the best idea to go climbing like this quickly after an Achilles injury, I'm very sensible with it, and I climb and I make sure I can only, you know, I'll always be able to hold on, and I'll never sort of, you know, accidentally fall from a height. But it's amazing because obviously you're working your upper body, and you can slowly introduce that, introduce your bad foot, and you can be really conscious about where you put it and how you put it and how much weight you put on it. And you can really, you know, start to rebuild that mind body connection from the feet upwards. So I'm really enjoying the climbing. I'm really enjoying the cycling. I put up a pull up bar in my house, and I put up a fingerboard in my house. So I've got a bit of a playground now, which is awesome, which reminds me just every single day, just get on the grind and rep it out. So I'm starting my mornings now. Every single morning from the beginning of January has been a cold shower, which is also another great thing that I'm doing, which is just helping me so much. So a freezing cold shower for about 5 minutes, and then I'll go straight into a morning training routine, which pretty much consists of 200 to 300 push-ups, 300 to 400 sit-ups, and then an array of pull-up exercises and finger training exercises. So before I even get just started with my day, that's just a religion. I'm doing that every single day. So I'm already noticing the results as well. So that's awesome. I think it's really made me focused to have this injury. It's just made me realize how serious, like how badly do you want it, you know? When you sort of feel like, fuck, I'm back at the bottom, it makes you realize how hard do you want to work for what you love most? So I'm putting in the time, you know, I'm absolutely like going hardcore to try and just bring myself back. And yeah, you got to do it smartly as well. You can't just hope and wish. You just have to do your homework, look at what's beneficial for your body and do that. So yeah, I actually need to give my ankle a little massage tonight with the CBD oil, which I'm about to do. Scar's looking good. So that's good news. It's crazy because I've never had any big injury like this before. I've done my ankles, yeah, torn ligaments, but I've never had to have surgery. So every time I look at that scar, it's just it's kind of a bit of a wake up call. But yeah, to the like how seriousness and the seriousness of the situation. But I know I'll be back. So yeah, guys, just thought I'd give you an update on the craziness, how it happened, how I'm doing now. And yeah, goals for the future, just to come back stronger than ever. Yeah, and just share the journey, really. I'll make sure I just sort of regularly keep people updated on that one. And I'll post more stuff up on the Instagrams as usual, on the stories. I should actually do a little video of my progress. So I'll work on that too. But yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. Just to let you know that any shit situation you have in life, you've just got two options with it. You know, you either give in or you rise up and use it as fuel. Use it as your motivation. And I have to say, I've never been more motivated, I don't think, in my whole life. So just take that shit situation and make it a good one. You know what they say, turn that frown upside down, get on with it. So big love, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And I look forward to catching you on the next one, as always. Peace out.